hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on the old profs. Guy, I'm Ronnie. Guess who I'm with? So handsome, so sweet. His name is Ben. Ben Mandelker. Hi, Ben.
Hi, I'm just laughing because Bueller. Wait, I'm going to close this window for 1 second so people can just see Bueller for a moment. Because we're doing Crappens on
they
demand.
They can't hear you when you do that, by the way, so come back. Oh, they saw him.
They can't hear me when I go
not
back.
Not on video if you take yourself off.
Okay, well, that was a little special something.
Bueller's just like sprawled.
So Bueller's just like asleep, like, oh, God, these two gays talking again.
No. He's like, when does it end?
Just give me a biscuit already and go back to talking about whatever you two talk about.
Poor thing doesn't even get biscuits. He gets pretzels. Other people give him biscuits, and he's like, what the fuck is this? Where's my pretzel? Okay, can I get my pretzel? Thanks.
He just does not like biscuits. What about a Limp Bizkit?
Oh,
we call that wordplay. We call that wordplay, everyone.
Well, everybody, Limp Bizkit aside, welcome to Watch What Crappens. Today, we are recapping Real Housewives of Miami. I saw some questions like, why are these recaps always right when the new episode comes? It's just where it falls in the schedule, sorry. But we're keeping it on here and getting them done, you know? Just hold off a little sometimes, if you mean to.
Yeah.
But the next Miami episode after this will be live in Orlando this coming weekend. Before that, we're going to do Real Housewives of Orange County in Nashville. And before that, we're going to do Real Housewives of New Jersey premiere in Atlanta, guy. You can go get your tickets for all those shows at watchwhatcrappens.com. You can also get them for the rest of the season. We're going to be 21 cities. We're going to be going to 21 cities this time. So go get your tickets, watchwhatcrappens.com. San Diego's coming up. Los Angeles is coming up. So many fun places. Thanks to everyone who's come so far. It's been really great seeing you guys. And we're excited to be back out this weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited to recap Miami in Orlando. I mean, I know Miami and Orlando are different cities, but they're both in Florida. It's cool to do a Florida show in Florida, you know? Peter, it's very local. Local show, locally sourced show, locally sourced recap.
It's like farm to table, Florida style. Okay.
Yeah. So today, are we anything else before we dive into? Oh, and the Crappies replay is up for about another day. So if you didn't get to see it, go to momenthouse.com/WWC and watch it because it was actually really amazing. It's our Broadway debut. So anyway, let's dive into some Real Housewives of Miami, shall we?
Let's do it. Previously, Scotty refused to even come on the FaceTime camera for Larsa, which I really liked, and I've been reading some controversy about it. People are like, Scotty, what an asshole. I don't think Scotty's an asshole at all. He didn't agree to do this damn TV show, and I say, good for you, sir.
He lived 21 years with Larsa Pippen and Michael Jordan, okay? Give the man a break. Let him just have some downtime.
Yeah. So here we are. We're still in the Hamptons for Larsa's jewelry show. Her big trunk show in the Hamptons. And right now we're in the kitchen and Nicole is, making small talk basically because it was a big fight last night. And Kiki's in the kitchen with her. And Nicole's just like, you know, I don't know how people don't drink coffee or tea or in the morning. I need something warm. And Kiki goes, warm. Yes, sex is warm. I like sex.
I don't think these two even are listening to each other. Also,
Kiki's
like,
just like, whatever you say. If you're like, ow, my elbows, elbows bent. I love bending.
Oh my God. Oh my God, elbows. Nicole, by the way, with that really, really intense observation about needing something warm in the morning. Also, this is important to me. I know you probably saw this and I hope you thought of me. There is an enormous platter of bagels that is out on the kitchen island. And I was like, I got mad because they looked like amazing bagels and there was smoked salmon, there was cream cheese. And I was like, no one's going to eat these bagels.
That. Yeah, nobody's
eating these bagels are going to waste.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I was like, the bagels are as big as everyone's head. They're not, no one is going to touch these bagels.
No one's coming close to them. Okay, they made like Adriana's like boobs look just like little pennies or something. So they were just like gathering and everything. And Nicole was saying that she and Lisa were up until 2 a.m. talking shit about everyone. And Nicole's really mad at Marisol because of everything that happened on the last episode.
Yes, and then we see a clip of, well, I know people that know you, and they told me that you called Larsa a hooker. And Nicole's like, you know, I'm having a hard time moving on. I don't even want to be here anymore. And so she's like, Kiki, do you get vacation constipation? And Kiki's like, I love to caca, but I haven't made caca since I've been here. Where's my caca? I just want to make caca.
I love caca, elbows, and sex. Ha, caca, sex. What do you want? I'm ready. Give me anything. I'll talk about it.
So, and Nicole's like, I haven't made caca either. That's what I'm saying. And so Kiki's like, well, Lisa and I went in and she was like, okay, I see, caca. So I need something to help me release. You know, I need something for this. And then Larsa comes. Is this all real? Because
I took
notes really on this in kind of a haze, and I'm like, am I just making caca jokes for no reason? Like, what is this real? Does this happen?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what happened to me. Okay, we did our show in Boston, which was great. Thank you, everyone, Boston. That was super fun. I got into bed at midnight, which is actually a little early for me, but I got into bed at midnight because I had to be up at 5 a.m. for a flight. And then I woke up urgently at 2:30 thinking, oh my God, I overslept. And then I went and looked at my phone and it said 2:30 and I was like confused because I was like, what, huh? So then I like double checked my alarm. And in the process of doing that, I woke myself up and I couldn't fall back to sleep again. So then I only had 2.5 hours of sleep. And then I flew across country and then I came back here and then I took a nap. And then I woke up from my nap finally, because I finally got some sleep. I woke up from the nap. I was like, oh, got to watch Miami. So I watched this whole episode in this weird like post-nap, sleep deprived, flew across the country haze. So honestly, it's my long way of saying, yes, I'm confused also by everything.
I mean, I was totally awake and like in the mood to watch it and everything when I watched it. I'm just, now that I'm reading it, I don't even remember that happening. But anyway, Larsa comes in and she's like, you know, I need something for my bun. And Kiki's like, you're working out? You're just working out. You don't have to do your hair. It's just working out. And Larsa's like, yeah, but I need to understand what happened last night, guys. What happened last night? And Nicole's
can I just say, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Ronnie. For some reason, it really bothered me that Larsa walked in and was like, I need you to help me redo my bun. It's not tight. You know what, Larsa? You didn't have to come in here with your loose ass bun. You could have tightened it up yourself in your mirror. Now you're going to come in while people are like maybe about to have a bagel and make someone redo your bun. For what reason?
Talking about caca. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't just go interrupt a caca discussion to ask someone to do your bun. Okay. Your bun is your business.
And it was a perfectly tight bun too, I'd like to add. I think she just was like really, like she just really needs that sympathy no matter what. Like, guys, my bun's loose. I need to just share that with everyone.
So she's like, what happened last night? And Nicole's like, I didn't sleep good. She goes, yeah. And can I tell you something? Marisol doesn't lie. Which, again, boo.
No.
Have you even watched this show?
Yeah.
And Larsa's like, she's a lot of things, but she's not a liar. And Nicole's like, well, what I think is that there's a spin on it that's not genuine. Because think about it. Like, she had a game, and that was calculated. So if she was calculated about that, then she was also calculated about how the game was spun.
Larsa's already just like very confused. and then Larsa tells us, she goes, you know what? Nicole is good at being a dolphin. Like, she's like a flipper. Like, she flips things on you. She's a flipper dolphin. I'm like, Larsa, I'm going to need you to do a little bit better here. This is just not the best work.
It's really not. That's why they don't have much of Larsa in diary room sessions, you know? She's a dolphin. She's a flipper. Like, she flips. Look, she's eating a fish right now.
She just starts with an animal and workshops her way through it until she can finally make something work. Look at her. She's such an armadillo. She's just like, she curls up and she gets run over. She's runs over. She like throws people under, she throws herself under the bus. She's an armadillo. Got it, guys.
So she's like, I'm just not used to being put in a position where I have to defend myself. Like, I don't know why. I just don't like it. That shit, like, did me wrong. I mean, Google Larsa Pippen and tell me that Larsa Pippen does not like putting herself in a situation that she has to defend herself in. I mean, that's just crazy talk to you. I Googled her last week during the show to find out who the hell she was talking about dating. And I was like, oh, my God, she puts herself in some shitty positions.
She really does. And so Nicole's like, no, I just think it all came out in a nasty way. So Larsa now gets to say her new thing that she says all episode long. She goes, well, you know what? I'm a pit bull and I'm going to crush you. And I'm like, by the way, XYZ. I don't care that you were married to Anthony, XYZ. Like, that's what the rest of the episode. She's like, you know, my feeling is like, you know, XYZ. I don't really care.
So I had to crush you like ABC. Why do I have the beginning of the alphabet and you have the end of the alphabet? Is it ABC or XYZ? I need to know. Because I have really like, I'm a pit bull, so I try to crush you like ABC.
No, she said, well, I wrote, oh, you were really asking me that. I thought you were being Larsa, understanding the alphabet. I wrote down XYZ. I felt like I heard her say XYZ many times.
She's like, I mean, look, I don't really care that you were married when you weren't married when you had a baby. And Nicole goes, yeah, that was pretty low. And she goes, yeah, but if you say, why would Larsa have to do an OnlyFans if she's married to Scottie Pippen? And you know what I say to that? Why not ABCYXD?
What about like GHI? Why doesn't anyone do GHI as a letter or sequence, huh? So I like, by the way, Larsa's coming after like the one person who like actually really defended her about being on OnlyFans. The only person who was like, guys, don't judge her. If you look at it, it's like legit. And Larsa's coming after her because she's stupid.
I know. And Alexi's so like, no, slut. No, slut. That's a slut. That's a slut. OnlyFans is for sluts. That's it. That's what I'm saying.
So Kiki's like, well, you know, you're a public person. And even me, I didn't go and ask and like, oh, I want to know about Larsa, because I kind of look at it like, regardless, I'm kind of getting to know. I just have to go caca. Can someone help me go caca? Caca. Someone please just help me caca. Go caca. Caca.
And Nicole's like, well, it doesn't matter anyway, because at the end of the day, you're going to form your own opinions, you know, but it was genuine curiosity on my part. So then Julia comes in with eggs and she's like, I have eggs. Look, eggs. Colors. So many different colors of eggs.
Lighting up conversation with eggs, yes?
So Larsa's like, ew, are those eggs on OnlyFans? So she's like, who travels with eggs? That's serious farmer shit, which is actually one of Larsa's few real points. I mean, who does travel with eggs? It's a little weird.
Yeah. And so they're like, who wants French toast? Nicole says, before that, I just want to say that I don't want my curiosity to come off as disrespecting you. It was genuine curiosity, and I apologize. And Lars is like, thank you, ZXY. Thank you. It's done. It's done.
You know, at the end of the day, XYZ, it's done. You know what I'm saying? So by the way, now they're going to make French toast while they have a giant bagel spread sitting there. I was like, this is... I mean, I love that. That's like the perfect breakfast for me. But I was like, now no one's touching those bagels if they're gonna have.
And
to
no one's gonna eat
toast.
Any of this shit, right? Yeah. And so Nicole's trying to also get an apology from Larsa, which is never gonna happen, right? So she's like, you know, so I apologize again. Thank you. And we love all of our out of wedlock children, right? And Larsa's like,
weird statement.
Yeah, whatever. Like, you're not getting an apology. So Julia is God. Yeah, she's telling us. She's like, hearing Larsa say out of wedlock children, I mean, that's not good. You know, my Jesus. Like, who does that?
She's like,
but what can we do? We are not in Guillotine. We are in Montauk.
Yeah, more or less, she says that. And then people start showing up. Alexia shows up and... Adriana shows up and Marisol has like her husband Steve on the phone. She's like, everyone get icon talking, say hi to Steve. And Larsa goes, she goes, oh, that's funny, he's like Charlie from Charlie's Angels. And Marisol goes, who, you know, Charlie from Charlie's Angels? And Marisol goes like, I know, right? I'm totally that. And she like does like the Charlie's Angels poses, and everyone's like, no, not you, idiot. Steve in the phone.
Because he's talking to all the ladies, like, hello, ladies. Marisol never gets it.
Doesn't understand the concept.
So then they start talking about how this boxing guy is going to come over to give them a lesson. And Marisol's like, I'd rather starve than lift a weight. Does sex count for exercise? Like, what are you doing with that bagel? I'm sipping it like it's a sippy cup. I just don't have my sippy cup here, so.
She's basically a human version of those, like, sassy greeting card things that you see on the internet. Like, my husband asked me what's for dinner, and I said, here's the bottle opener. Like, that's what Marisol has turned into.
Yeah. I saw one of those cards in the store last night. And of course, it was a head shop. So that probably explains it. But it was like a lady in the 50s, like sitting on a watermelon. And it just said, "Eat me." I was like, wow, they've really just dropped all the poetry in these cards. You know?
All the wordplay. They just get right to the core of it. There used to be a radio station here in LA. It was called Jill FM. And I used to call it Divorcee Radio because all the music was basically like female empowerment anthems or like really fun music from the 80s that someone like Tamara would like be like, yeah, this is what it was like in high school, which by the way, I also love that music. And by the way, it was the best radio station ever. And in between songs, they always had sassy interstitials. It was always a lady would come on like Marisol who's like, "So my ex-husband called up and said, where are the divorce papers? And I said, where's my happy ending?" And then it would just go to a song. Yeah. That's basically Marisol. She's Jill FM.
Marisol from Jill FM. "I'd rather starve than lift a weight. Does sex count? Nights in white satin coming right up."
It would just go to like Winger or something.
So Alexia is there now and she's like, "You know, sex would not make you lose weight unless you did it all day or something like that." And Marisol's like, "Well, he does all the work. He enjoys it. So why should I move if he does all the work on the wings of a dove?" Here it is. Take it away.
So Larsa, in the history of Larsa Pippen, I believe has really not contributed anything good to anyone's life. And she's really done very little to impress really me. I'm assuming you as well. We did once say that she was worse than the economy, but she did make some pretty amazing looking French toast. So I have to give it to Larsa Pippen. French toast, A+. I don't know how it tasted, but it looked great.
So Adriana is like, "Larsa and Julia can come to my house anytime to cook." And then it's just Marisol and Larsa now in the kitchen. And Larsa's like, "By the way, I talked to Nicole and she said that she didn't mean it like that. She's just inquisitive." And I'm like, that's fine out of wedlock. You know what I mean? And Marisol's like, "Well, that's not the only thing she said, though. She said you're a hooker and she doesn't want to be associated with you." And she's like, "Oh, my God. Well, you should have said that. You should have told me that." She did tell you that.
And Marisol's like, "Oh, I forgot because I just made that up right now. But, you know, I want everyone to know it. I want everyone here to know who she really is." And Larsa's like, "Well, she is pleasant when you see her, and I want to like her." And Marisol's like, "And I do too." And she's like, "But if you're a different person, when you go back and say XYZ about us, that's not cool. XYZ.
Oh, and don't forget her husband, because he's doing it too. He's just Chatty McChatterson. But now she loves you because she read about you," which, by the way, is also bullshit. That she Googled you in order to like you. I mean, I've Googled you, and I hate your ass. I mean, sorry. You know what? Wind beneath my wings coming right up.
And now Whitesnake. So Larsa is like, "You know what? I feel like it's like a lot of Halloween time, Nicole, okay?" And like she's wearing like a lot of different masks, like a dolphin mask, and she's like a flipper of dolphin mask, and like she flipped her mask off, and there's a dolphin underneath the dolphin mask. It's like, why are you wearing a mask of a dolphin when you're already a dolphin, you know? And I just like, I don't know which one's a real dolphin, which one's a fake dolphin. Like, are you friend? Are you foe? Are you an X, Y, or a Z? Like, I don't know.
Who are you, Nicole? Scooby-Doo or the Gimp from Pulp Fiction? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to put down the FaceTime. All right, Steve, you can take off the mask now. That was fun.
Hold on a second. I'm getting a phone call. Oh, my God. It's Kyle Richards. She says, "Don't you dare mention Halloween again. That's my shit." Okay, cool. Great. Thanks.
"Well, we've been around a long time, and we've met a lot of shitty people. We have to put everyone in a certain box to know what to expect from them, and that's it. That's it. As, you know, or XYZ. Okay, well, that's it. ABC. That's it. XYZ. That's it."
So now it's time for boxing class, and Marisol comes out in, like, this very splashy bathing suit, and she goes, "Well, I gotta keep up with you hookers. Time for some Whitesnake."
Now it's okay to call everyone hookers, by the way.
I know. And by the way,
2 seconds after, she called you a hooker. Hey, hookers!
And which also, by the way, last episode, Nicole's like, "I don't even say hookers." And now here's Marisol, the only one so far we've seen on record saying the word hooker in a casual setting.
So they all gather outside to take boxing class from Haughty Gareth. He's like, I'm Gareth.
He's like this Gareth big Hornell.
Gareth Hornell, yeah. And Lara says, like, oh my God, you guys. She's telling us. She's like, oh my God, you guys. I just feel like I'm dealing with so much. Really, Larsa?
Yeah.
What are you dealing with? You drew some circles on a napkin that somebody is miraculously turning into jewelry, and you have to sell one mansion to move into another mansion. You're not going through shit, Larsa.
Listen, I don't want to get into it, but let's just say XYZ, okay? Also, there's like a real quick clip of like Lisa in her bathroom, and she doesn't know where to put her toilet paper. She's like, there's nowhere for me to put my toilet paper. I mean, look at this. This is like roughing it for me. And I'm like, this is how you could tell it was Peacock, not Bravo, because I feel like if we're on Bravo, the cameraman would probably just like zoom in on what was clearly like a toilet paper holder. You cannot tell me there's no toilet paper by that toilet.
You never
know. I'm
so
mad about this. I'm like, do not gaslight this house.
You never know. There's a reason that they sell those toilet paper stands at Ross Dress for Less. You know what I'm talking about? They're like those big metal. They're like, this one's a zigzag and this one's a swirl. And you just pile all your toilet paper up on there.
Yeah. Tower of toilet paper. Yeah. Leading Tower of Pisa, but in toilet paper. Okay. Yeah. You convinced me. You know what? In life, you have to be open to new ideas. And
don't take your toilet paper roll holder for granted. That's all I'm saying. It's one of the four agreements.
I just felt like Lisa Hochstein is the type that would just like try to gaslight us into thinking that she was living in a hovel when there was like a perfectly fine toilet paper holder, like probably right at her kneecap.
But Lisa Hochstein is also the type to like not know where the toilet paper holder is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, where's the toilet paper holder? Like, she needs to like press a button and have it like drop down from the.
Yeah. She's like, well, I guess I'll just put it here, just very close in proximity to this very small handrail. It's like, that's not a handrail. That's the toilet paper holder, Lisa.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial. So Adriana is like, I'm going to place bets. I'm going to place bets on boxing. And Gareth is like, oh, you're from Brazil? I have many male and female friends from Brazil. It's like, yeah. Who says that?
Someone who's like very excited to use their Duolingo. So he he just starts talking in Portuguese to her. And she's like, oh. And then there's just like, stuff happening. So Marisol gets in the pool and then she's basically like, you know, Oscar the Grouch, just like sitting there, but in a happy, she's like happy. She's like Oscar the Happy. And she's just sitting there in the pool, just watching everything, being like, let me tell you something about boxing. I know how to box. I put my ex's shit in a box and I send it to him. Okay, here comes some Gloria Stefan, everyone.
Wow, look at you, Adriana. You're such a flirt. You like everybody, just like everybody likes ice cream and the sound machine. Let's get some sound machine going.
Yeah, she just Marisol during this, it's like a montage of like boxing. Oh my God, boxing. And look at them, they're boxing. And just Marisol in the pool being like, we're familiar with that move. Am I right, everyone? Time for some poison.
Here's me working out, lifting my margarita up and down, doing curls. And there we go, little Kenny G coming your way.
Wow. You got to be careful you don't get a concussion. Last time I had a concussion was from me banging my head against the wall from all my ex-husband's divorce demands. Am I right? Okay, here comes some warrant.
So Adriana, basically they're all boxing. They have like a boxing contest. Yeah. And Gareth is like, no shots to the head. And I mean that for all the males and females out there. And Marisol's like, you're taking the fun out of it, Gareth. And of course, Larsa is immediately going for the head.
She's like,
trying to hit Kiki in the face.
Yeah. And so, yeah, there's it's like Larsa versus Kiki, which is almost has this like old timey box. They're sort of like doing this like cartoon boxing thing. Like it's like when he's it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then they are a draw. And then now, and Larsa's like, me fighting with Kiki was like me fighting an NBA player. Like, obviously, I won. I'm like, I'm not sure about that.
So let's see here. Okay. So then Gareth
It's a very long boxing montage, guys.
It really is.
Boxing. It went on for a very long time.
I'm like scrolling through. boxing.
boxing, Marisol in the pool. Boxing, Marisol. Boxing, Adriana.
So let's see here. Auction items. Oh, so okay. So we're with Gertie now. So Gertie's at work and she's with Garrett, because I was confused because Gareth is the boxing guy. So now I see Garrett. I'm like, what? But it's Garrett, Gertie's assistant guy.
Or Garrett, who's a gay. Gertie and Garrett, who's a gay, after the Gareth scene.
So she's like, okay, we're setting up. I need green curtains over there. I need some auction items over here. This is going to be the best Haiti event anybody's ever seen. It's going to be an amazing event. It's doing her Gertie thing.
Yeah, she definitely leads by being like, making busy announcements, you know, like, okay, we need new drapes. Okay, we need to gertify those drapes. Okay, and new windows. Okay, let's build a new building up here. Okay, chairs, new chairs. Send all the chairs away. New chairs that come in here, gertified.
She also pretends she's busier than she is by saying hello a million times. She's one of those people. She comes in and she's like, hello, hi, hello up there, hello in the middle. And this sort of wave. Yeah. It's like there's two people here.
I don't know if she did this kind of wave. You know, like the slap wave, the one hand slap wave, where people wave like that. But I feel like people who do like the aggressive hellos to show that they're busy, they also put out their hand and go like, they just start waving at people that aren't there, like hi, hello. It's like it's a plant. Who are you waving at?
So she talks about how busy she is, and you know, busy. This is gonna be my reputation. Okay, there's got to be flair. I need flowers. It's my reputation. Flair and flowers. And Garrity's like, you know what? $5 feeds a child in a day in Haiti? Because they're talking about raising money. And basically, that's it, right? She's event. Let's get this going. Hello.
They just wanted to throw a scene at Gertie because she was basically in this last episode, and she's only coming at the end of this one. So it's just her putting together this actually pretty nice event for her brother's charity in his memory. So now we go back to Montauk, and Lars. So now the gay is there because he's the hairdresser, and he's doing her hair, and he's like, he's basically fulfilling his role as the gay, which is that Lars is just telling stupid, like uninteresting anecdotes, and he just has to agree. So she's like, oh my God, Danny, like, Sophia and Julissa just flew in. He's like, oh yes, it's nice to have her here, right? He doesn't care. Why is Daddy? You know, you don't care about Julissa and Sophia right now. He's just like making patter with her.
Yeah, and he's like, so how far is she from the house? He goes, oh, she's only 5 minutes away. She's staying down the street. And he's like, oh, but that's 5 minutes too far. Am I right?
Hey, if you're gonna recommend me, just show that. Just tell people that I made that comment. I'm a great, you know, great hanger on. So Larsa's like, you know, Sophia's super involved in Lars Marie, and you know, I don't want to put Sophia through the madness of staying in this house. So just having her stay in, you know, a chicken coop, you know, down the street.
Yeah, I love her so much. It's important for me that she has the security of a Holiday Inn Express.
So she's growing up so quickly, which is why she has to be in an express.
Right. They're heading out to go shopping, and Marisol has one of her big glitter cups. She's like, yeah, a roni is necessary everywhere, every day, not just for vacation. I love drinking. Wink, wink, wink. Okay, Marisol, my God. Marisol's act is so fucking lame. Although I will say I love a roadie. My mom's name is Rhonda, and they call her roadie just for this reason. My mom is like the queen of having a cop in her car with the alcohol flowing.
Nicole's like, a roadie? Like, are we in college? So then anyway, Marisol, she still has her talk about her roadie and everything. And so now they're all going to go shopping. And Lars is talking about how she's just obsessed with Sophia, her daughter. And she's like, I'm so obsessed with my kids. Like, I'm so obsessed. I mean, you know that Lars is like, she's, you know, she's like really into being the cool mom. Like, I'm not surprised that Larsa and Kim Zolciak are friends, because this is like their thing. Like, yeah, I'm going to be like, I'm basically like, we're best friends.
Yeah, and you know, Lars is also getting in there to everybody. Oh, thankfully, my assistants, Jaleesa and Melissa, landed. Like, of course, she has a Jaleesa and a Melissa. Issa. She's got a lot of Issas. And Marisol's like, is your daughter like your mini-me? And she goes, oh my God, my kids are my best accomplishment. I was like, can I see that list? I just want to know, how long... I really just need to see what you would consider your accomplishments.
Yeah, so they park at this store, and Lars is like, oh my God, these are like locals here. I love it. They're acting it like they're in some anthropological, you know, expedition, and they're just like at a store in Montauk.
She's like, I love these locals. Well, they're at some famous person's store, right? Because then the famous people are there, and they keep showing them. And even
were they famous?
Yeah.
Sasha Benz?
Yeah. So Alexi is like, oh my God, thankfully after the stressful day we had, I need a good day, you know, and what girl doesn't like shopping? And so they're looking at the hats, and Adriana's like, I like your hats. Do you make the hats here? And the lady's like, oh yes, my husband's half Australian. They start talking to the lady because they're famous. What's her name? Did you write down their name? I need to look them
Sasha
up.
Sasha Benz. I'm Sasha crazy. Benz and like, I'll, okay, now I gotta look them up. Sorry. Sasha Benz.
Benz House, Sasha Benz Forbes. So yeah, they're famous. The founder of All My Friends Are Models and Sync. Sasha Benz's role as creative director of Montauk's IT destination, Surf Lodge, motivated her to start her new social networking app, Sync.
Sync?
C-I-N-Q. And her husband, I think, is Oliver, who's a true beach kid from a small coastal town in Oz called Noosa. And this is all in lowercase, which is so something that he wrote himself. It's on their website. His mantra was always surf by day, music by night. After being scouted at a surf shop, Oliver soon won the hearts of Australia as a model and actor, gracing the pages of many iconic magazines and appearing in numerous well-known commercials.
Well, I have to say, you know, considering how much we've talked about House Slytherin this week on this show, he truly does look like he's a Slytherin for real.
Yeah, he does look like a grown-up Malfoy for sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, they get a lot of camera time, and then they're like, "Oh my God, let us try on these bracelets and this jewelry." It's like, how much is this couple giving you guys? Jeez, you're really laying it on thick. Like now I know that these two make their own hats. They come from all over.
And then Larsa's like, "Oh, I just came up with a great idea. Why don't I see if I can have my jewelry line here?" As if like that was clearly like not already arranged. Like this is what the whole bit is going to be. So she's like, wow, what a great idea. And look at all this Gucci and Chanel that they have here.
I know. And Alexi's like, oh, yes, they have so much Chanel and Gucci. Yes, it would be a good opportunity. Not for Chanel or Gucci. They're going to be like, what the hell? You're selling our stuff in the same place as Larsa Pippen? You're done for, Benz. You're done.
Seriously, then Marisol finds a top that she likes, and she's like, I like this top. And Alexia gets so mad. She goes, Marisol, like, wait, I thought you were doing sexy now, and then you want to put on that? What, huh? She's so mad that Marisol wants to wear a frumpy top.
Yeah. And let's see here. So Sophia comes in. And Alexi's like, she's grown to be this sweet, wonderful woman. She's like Larsa. You want to kiss her and hug her and remember to cancel your membership so you don't get charged for life.
She says XYZ all the time. So then Larsa does, Sophia's literally my twin. I'm like, no. And she's like, I was exactly the same way. I'm like, oh, okay, behavioral twin. Well, that's not good. Don't curse Sophia like that. She seems like she still has promise, Larsa.
Because she likes to shop. Like, okay. So Larsa gets on the phone and she's like, oh my God, bling, bling. I have to call my lawyer because I'm like, I have to talk to my lawyer. Hi, everybody. I have to talk to my lawyer. I'm mic'd. Could you get this mic off me? I have to talk to my lawyer.
The lawyer's like, I'm just calling you about billing. Oh my God, guys, take the mic off. The lawyer's on the phone.
He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I thought this was Lisa Barlow. Okay. I was, yeah, just returning a call. Thanks.
Just letting you know, we updated our contact information. We have new offices. Guys, take the mic off. The lawyer is on the phone. Important law things with Scottie Pippen, NBA player.
Lawyer, lawyer, lawyer. So I don't know what she's setting up there. But then they return home, and Marisol's on the phone with Steve again. And she's like, hi, Steve. Show me your guns. It gets me hot.
Marisol trying so hard. And then Julia, meanwhile, is with Nicole in the kitchen. And she's pouring shots in these glasses, vodka shots. She goes, one shot, Russian style. And she's like, I'm going to show you how to do shots Russian way. You breathe in with your mouth, and then you drink, and then you swallow, and then you hold your breath for a second, and then you look across crowded bar and see Martina Navratilova, and you say, ha, she will be mine. And then you exhale and blow out, and you probably already have a pickle in your mouth. And then you say, Martina, you are now mine. You are captivated under my spell.
So her thing is basically what everyone else in the world knows as taking a warm-ass shot of vodka, okay, then blowing it out because your fucking guts are on fire. But she ends it with having a pickle, which I've never heard of. And Nicole's like, but this is a cucumber. She's like, it is pickle because it was my smoked salmon.
That poor smoked salmon's been sitting out all day next to a cucumber.
So and Nicole's like, so proxy. It's a pickle by proxy? She's like, yes. Okay, now let me show you. Breathe in, both in mouth, swallow, breathe out, pickle. It's like, well, I love you, but I think that the Mexicans are the better shot takers here, okay?
She's like, Nicole is right. Mexicans do tequila shots better, but Russians are master of vodka shot.
Let me show you how to do a Ronnie shot. Reach into your pocket, pull out the tiny bottle of Tito's that you bought at the liquor store so you didn't have to spend $20 on a cocktail in the stupid club you're in. Swing it back, and then cough on somebody. The end.
I do shots like Kiki, because Kiki comes walking in like this bathing suit, and they give her the shot, and she just like splashes it on her face. She's like, okay, I'll throw this back, and it goes all the way down her cheeks, because that's what I do, because I like don't have chill, and instead of just like throwing it back, I throw it at, and I go like this, I go like that, and it goes all over me every single time. You'd think I'd learn by now.
It's just a bad shot taker. I love that. You are kind of a bad shot taker.
I am a bad shot taker. I don't like doing them, and I also am bad at them. And people always are like, you want to do a shot? And I'm like, no, I hate doing shots. I'm really bad at them. Really,
that's funny. I've just all these memories of you taking shots just flashed before my eyes while you were talking.
Yeah, there's always a little dribble. There's always a little dribble. At the crappies, we did shots with Dorinda, and there was a shot, a little dribble going out of my cheek.
Well, that stuff is different, because that makes you drunk before you even get it to your mouth. It's like it comes to your mouth, and you're like, oh, my
God. I can chug a beer. I'm really good at chugging a beer, but a shot, I cannot do.
Yeah. So then Julia is, you know, now she's like, oh, my God, you are both now Russian, both of you baptized. And she's like, Martina is taking care of the chickens, so now I can play. This trip is out of my comfort zone because I am never away from family and animals. Every morning I wake up and milk go twice a day.
Not anymore. You know she's coming back, and Martina's like, oh, sorry, I tore down the farm and put in a tennis court. Sorry. No more rooster waking me up at 5 a.m.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial. They're getting in the hot tub, and there's a spider in the hot tub, and Lars is like, I am so scared of spiders.
Yeah. And then Marisol is like talking about like she's got her mug out in her confessional, still talking about, she's like, I am the last person to keep track of people's cocktails. I'm just sassy Marisol. I don't know what the context of that was,
because
but
Julia's
it.
Keeps taking shots. Julia's like drinking it up, and Marisol's judging. She's like, I'm the last person, but, and then it cuts to Julia taking shots. And then they say, Gertie's getting here tonight. And Kiki's like, okay, before she gets here though, you know what Zozo is? It's like penis, but if you're strong, it's what? Like wood. Like wood. And Adriana's like, I like wood. And then Wood's like, she says, listen, I don't care what language. I believe wood is a word in every language. It's welcome any time of day. Morning wood, evening wood, midday wood, lunch wood. Wood is good.
XYZ wood. No, Larsa. No, you don't get it. So then they're getting ready for dinner. They're in glam. They're doing their makeup and their hair, and they get into the party bus, and then they drive out to the restaurant, and they arrive at the restaurant, and Marisol's like, I gotta pee. And then we go to commercial break. I was like, wait, listen, Peacock, we've been telling everyone that Miami is awesome these days. You can't give us a commercial break cliffhanger. That's Marisol saying she has to pee. No, you got to do better. If we're pushing for you, you got to do better.
Well, I love how Marisol just cracks herself up. She goes, I have to pee really bad, though. No puedo. Which means, like, I can't, you know? I have to pee. I can't with me.
Having to pee. I can't with me. As Club Nouveau's Lean On Me starts playing.
Boop, 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 boop. Aren't I crazy having to pee? God, I'm wacky.
And then they start walking into the restaurant. There's like a gravel. It's like a gravel driveway. And Alexia goes, everything's so rocky, huh? I'm like, yeah, that's how gravel works.
Alexia's first gravel experience. But it is also the Hamptons. That's what I actually felt her when she said that, because I was like, that is, the Hamptons is rocky. There's like little stones everywhere. Like the beaches are stone beaches. You can't just like walk on the beach. It hurts, right?
Yeah.
Or at least in Fire Island, where I was.
I've never been to Fire Island. I can't comment on Fire Island's gravel, but I can speak about Hamptons gravel. But the Hamptons, I know there's different types of gravel in this world. And for sure, that did look like the rockier kind of gravel. But it just felt like Alexia had never even encountered gravel before. She was like, you know, it looks like it's going to be pavement, but it's rocky.
And we're talking about gravel. So Miami, you know, pick it up. Pick it up is what we're saying.
So there's a little bit of a cobbling together footage episode. They're sort of filling out their episode order.
You know? Right. So they go sit down at the table, and Lisa's saying, gosh, I don't get to sit next to Larsa anymore, so I'm going to sit next to Larsa. And Marisol tells Nicole, your choice, gangsta. And so Nicole sits next to Marisol. And Marisol's like, well, I see Nicole has chosen to sit right next to me. This should be fun.
And Marisol, this is a new look. Marisol, she has like a big sequin top on in her confessional while she's sipping with her cup. But then she's like trying to be like, this should be fun. And she like crosses her legs in the confessional. And we see she's just wearing black jeans, actually.
She's so wacky. It's
like a little peek behind the curtain.
Oh, God, she's just wacky. So wacky. Lisa's like, is it a full moon, a red moon? Because that's supposed to make people act even crazier. Maybe that's why I couldn't figure out where the toilet paper went today.
Oh, I had that red moon haze. And then guess what? Guess who's here? Hi. Hello. 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 Hello, everyone. Hello. 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 Let's change the drapes. Okay. Let's tear down this wall in this restaurant. Okay. Like no more waiters, just robots. Okay. Hi. I'm Gertie. Gertifying the restaurant.
And they're like, oh my gosh, Gertie seems stressed. Gertie, are you okay? She's like, I'm just hungry. I'm just so hungry. It's been such a day. Hello. Hello. And Alexi's like, well, be glad you showed up tonight, because last night was a shit show. We showed up for rooms and, you know, starts going for the whole thing. And Gertie's just looking at them like, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. God. Why?
And Alexi's about to tell the whole story. But then, like, the waitress Annalise shows up and takes their order. And then they start talking. And then they start, like, trying to throw stuff into Marisol's mouth. Larsa's like, Marisol, open your mouth. I'm going to throw something into it. And none of them can get it in. It's just like them throwing like croutons at Marisol's head. Just bouncing off Marisol.
Face with food.
Gertie's like, what? But wait, what about last night? Like, hold on. Hold on. It's crouton Olympics. Open up, yeah. Marisol.
And Marisol's like, oh, this is funny. Oh my God, this straw doesn't work. She's trying to get the straw, but she's wasted. So Alexia cuts her off. She's like, no more drinking. Give me the drink.
Like, it's not a straw. She thought it was a straw. So we're now at the part of the episode where we're talking about gravel, straws, and croutons.
Yeah. So Gertie's like, get me a martini. I'm confused. So everyone's fine now after last night, after the rooms. Oh, hello. And Julie's like, last night was intense. We had a little fight. And as we go forward, there's ups, there's downs. But you know, there are cats, and you know, cats fight. But underneath, we love each other like cats on fire. I love fire.
And Alexia's like, well, you know, Marisol and I have this bond and there's nothing that's going to break it. And Gertie goes, guys, please, I don't know what's going on. Please, guys.
Well, I was put in the situation that Nicole said something that could have started between Marisol and I, and it's kind of deflecting from the situation you were in. So you tried to create conflict. That's what happened.
Alexia tries to make it sound like they were having dinner and Nicole just blurted something out and tried to cause a fight. No, Marisol started up this whole bullshit and tried to make Nicole look like a shitty person. And Nicole finally had to be like, well, guess what? This is what Marisol said, or this is what Alexia said about you, you know?
But and they totally Marisol did it for you, Alexia, because you guys planned to go to that dinner and fuck with Nicole, right?
Yes.
So Nicole's like, what I did was no different than from what you guys did. She goes, oh, no, don't say you guys. It was her. Marisol and I have been friends. We have been friendships for 22 years. So there's nothing you're going to do to stop that. And she's like, can we just not ruin dinner?
I'm like, no, that's your job, Nicole. Because she's like, can we just have a conversation later and not ruin this dinner? I'm like, no, no. We are here to watch you ruin a dinner. You are a real housewife. You do not get to have a nice dinner.
So Marisol's like, so yes, drink this fucking straw. It's a piece of cheese. Just put down the drink. Put down the drink. She's like, well, yesterday, I said, who do we trust the least? And I got put on the fire. So who's next? And Nicole's like, this isn't a game. You don't just have fun at people's expense, Marisol. I mean, what kind of twisted person are you? And she's like, a twisted one.
Coming up after the break, pebbles. So then Nicole's like, you're sick. Like, you need to stop. You're like a psychopath. You're like a sociopath. And Alexia's like, sociopath. Yes, sociopath. That's good. Yeah.
And Marisol's like, but it's fun stirring the pond. That's what's fun about it. And she tells us, I thought it was a really fun game. And Nicole just doesn't get it. She needs to chill. So then they start ordering.
Nicole doesn't get it. When yeah. She's basically like put on blast for the entire table. She just doesn't get it.
Yeah, she needs to chill. So Adriana's like, I need an oyster desperately for some reason. So now we're going to turn to the fake lesbian stuff.
The worst. So now Julia's drinking more wine. And Julia, she's drinking wine. And then she tells us, I did Russian spy trick. I had a shot of olive oil. And no matter how much you have afterwards, you're not going to get drunk. It's like, I need to see some backup data on that trick. And your cholesterol, too.
Yeah, no. As someone who's got an infusion of oil currently coming into their body and still gets wasted a lot, I know this is bullshit. But also, we can tell because Julia gets wasted, right? So she's like, yes. Last night, so much inspiration, energy, clear the air. Anyway, whatever. And then she stands up and she's like, this is something symbolic. Russians are symbolic about the beautiful things. So Adriana, giggle, giggle, giggle. You know what? Giggle, giggle. And she gets on one knee and everyone's like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
What is going on?
And then she presents an unbranded, like a ripoff Tiffany's box that she got from that stupid store. It's like Tiffany's blue, but it's actually not a Tiffany's box because she got these rings from that store with Ollie and Sasha. So also, by the way, like, way to go, like, piggybacking off of Tiffany's with your stupid boxes, Ollie and Sasha. So basically, it's like a set of friendship rings. And everyone's kind of like, this is weird. And, you know, there's like, what's her, Julia offers a ring to Adriana to commemorate their friendship.
Yeah, she's like, Adriana de Morna, promise me you will be my best friend forever. Nobody will ever come between us. And the friendship contract. Here we go.
Yep. Can't wait for next season when these two, like, it falls apart. Like, when, as soon as Bravo ever hears this, they're like, oh, wait, they're, like, best friends? Like, Lisa Barlow and Meredith Marks? Okay, great. We're going to tear them apart next year.
Let's ruin them. So, Marisol tells her, I think someone just plucked you right out of Woodstock. Oh, this is Snoopy? No, the music festival. not familiar. For older
really because it has the word wood in it.
I love wood. It's Adriana. I love wood. It's good in any language.
By the way, also Julia, I know you say friends forever, but I also remember Adriana and Leah Black were friends forever too, and that didn't work out so well either.
Well, maybe it's because I didn't get her a ring. Maybe I should have gotten her a ring.
How fun is that? Tear it down. So Nicole is, she's just really thankful for Julia having this moment because bickering is so last year. So Julia is like,
Adriana and I, it's our special day for friendship and I can talk to her about my joy and my pain and she will be there for me at least for this season and the next season she will betray me and I don't have to have so, I need to have, I don't have so many people like that in my life.
Mike, well, good luck. Good luck. Yeah. She's going to turn on you.
You know, the only other person could I've ever given this to could not take it off. It's a goat. It's a goat. Goat has.
So then they return home, and Julia, basically Julia's like, let's keep partying, because she's wasted, you know? Yes. And Gertie's just like, where's my room? Just give me my room. And we get everyone's opinion on a friend engagement, you know? And Lisa's like, I've never heard of a friend engagement. It's strange. It's quirky.
The only thing stranger is where the hell to put this toilet paper. Am I right, guys? So then Julia's found some, like, an actual jar of pickles. And so she's going to teach them how to do, like, Russian shots and everything. And then Marisol's like, well, let me tell you something. I'm always up for shots, cocktails, anything fun. Give me a pickle. Give me a shot. I don't care. I'm wild. I'm a wild, sassy lady, guys.
And Adriana, of course, is deep-throating pickles. And then she's giving Julie is giving Adriana too much of a shot. You know, she's like, that is a lot, babe. And she's like, you don't trust me. And then they start getting face-to-face and, like, you know, doing their phony stuff. And then meanwhile, everyone's partying. And then we just cut to Larsa taking Instagram pictures of herself alone.
She's just taking selfies. And then she walks in. They're all having a fun time. And she walks in. She goes, it's so late. And you guys aren't doing anything besides eating pickles. I mean, who the fuck wants pickles? Just shames them all for the pickles.
Yeah, the person who was just taking pictures alone for half an hour.
Yeah, and so, she's...
let's see. She's like, yeah, I'm going to bed. You guys are lame. So she tells us, I'm here for work. They better not be hungover because that's what we're here for, work.
Larsa, you are not taking over as Christine in Les Mis. You're having a trunk show. Relax.
I know. We've seen Larsa do nothing, by the way.
Nothing. Nothing in anticipation of this work. I mean, she really is acting like she's going to be, like, presenting in front of, like, a worldwide audience, in front of, like, the New York Times, like, jewelry critics. She's, you're having a trunk show upstairs in a Montauk boutique. Okay, it's really not that big of a deal.
Well, that brings us to the end of Miami.
Yeah, fun episode. I mean, it was, like, not much happened, but it still was funny. And so excited to do the next episode in Orlando. And also all our other shows that are happening. And again, we have Atlanta and Nashville and Orlando this week. Orlando sold out. So I'm sorry. But we have a ton of other shows. And that's why I mentioned San Diego and Los Angeles. So we will see you all at them. And until then, thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin. Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel. It's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.